Sioux Falls Canaries baseball coming up in a little over an hour. Game three against Laredo, hoping to avoid the sweep. 6:45 pregame, 7:05 first pitch with the voice of the Birds, J.J. Hartigan. Aaron Rosenberg will also be alongside. This is Fantasy Football Thursday. Talking fantasy football every Thursday from 5 to 6. We're focusing on the quarterbacks today. Fan line is open at 336-1230, 336-1230. You can also tweet at me, at CMTubbs, T-U-B-B-S. And David, if people wanted to tweet at you, how would they do that?
They would do it at D Brown Midco SN.
All right, so we just talked about some of the guys that we would reach around for, some guys that we'd let pass us by. A common mistake that I see is if you study quarterback stats from previous seasons, you'll see what the top 10 quarterbacks, you know, they're all about the same from a fantasy-worthy standpoint. You can build your running back and your wide receiver core until the middle round and still draft a fantasy-worthy quarterback. But people get hung up on names. You get hung up on names, on the sexy names. Sometimes names are not going to win you championships. Production is going to win you championships. A guy like Tom Brady, I kick myself for not listening to myself last year because I went in, even with Rob Gronkowski being healthy, my gut was saying stay away from Tom Brady. Well, then he became available in week four, and I'm thinking, oh, I love Tom Brady. I hate Tom Brady. Tom Brady's one of those guys that I'm staying away from this year, but I got sucked in to believing the big name, and it cost me. So study the numbers. If you see a decline, if you see something that is a tangible decline, just listen to your gut. If that red flag is being waved in front of you, just listen to it. Listen to it. Don't go around it.
Absolutely. And I get caught up in that too, whether it's a Rodgers or a Breeze. I took Rodgers last year. Look what happened. He got hurt. Now, I'm not saying that's what you should do, but along your lines, the thing that people do is, yeah, they get hung up on the names, not realizing there is so much value in the middle to late rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a quarterback that, in the end, might actually even be better, statistically speaking, if I could talk, better than Breeze or Brady or Rodgers toward the end of the season. I look at a guy, and people bag on him all the time, I look at a guy like Tony Romo, who is kind of in that, you know, is he upper tier or middle tier? He sort of like waddles in between.
I think the delineation of a line is, are you a Cowboys fans? I don't want Tony Romo on my real team. Do I want Tony Romo on my fantasy team? Absolutely I do. I have no problem with rolling with Tony Romo. Not at all, especially with the weapons that he's got, of course.
And I rolled with him last year after Rodgers got hurt. And from a numbers standpoint, again, real team, no. Fantasy team, it's all about numbers. It's all about stats. Tony mm-hmm. Romo will get you numbers. And in some weeks, he may be the number one QB during that week. He'll be better than Breeze and Brady and Rodgers.
Well, let's talk about some of these guys. When we're looking at draft position, it's all about where you get value. And I'm going to throw out a couple of guys that I think are going too high. Number one is Tom Brady. He's going at the end of the sixth round. And to me, his value is tied to Rob Gronkowski. Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, Aaron Dobson, Kenbrell Tompkins. I understand these are nice, but nobody is a big playmaker like Gronk is. And last year we saw that Tom Brady struggled throwing to rookie wide receivers. I'm still not sold on Tom Brady. I think at the end of the sixth round, to me, is still a little too steep for him.
And as I was mentioning last segment, he's one of those QBs who can make his receivers better, but when you're consistently giving him garbage, there's only so much he can do.
Yeah, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it last year. And a guy that's going right before him in a 12-team league, RG3 at 6.8. I understand a lot of people are drinking the Kool-Aid. I like the addition of DeSean Jackson, but to me, a guy coming off that ACL, I'm a little nervous about RG3. Not saying that he couldn't give you that value at the end of the year, but going in, do I really want to gamble with him being my fantasy quarterback and grabbing him in the sixth round? I don't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah, I'm leery of RG3 as well. I think I mentioned it earlier. Just the injury. Yeah, he has DeSean Jackson and new weapons, but is he going to be able to put it all together? Now, the new coaching staff might help. I don't know how much or how little he cared for Mike Shanahan. It seemed that he didn't care for him at all. But you would think a new coach would give some sense of rejuvenation from a mental aspect. Whether that translates to his physical tools on the field remains to be seen. That plus the injury, there's just too many intangibles to risk RG3 as your starter.
A couple guys that are going too low. And I've seen people bag on this guy, and I don't understand why. Because he had a great year last year, I think people are thinking he might be a flash in the pan. I'm absolutely buying stock in Nick Foles. I was. I don't listen, I know they lose DeSean Jackson, but he gets Jeremy Maclin back. He didn't have Jeremy Maclin at all last year. Maclin tore that ACL on the first day of training camp, and it killed me in one of my dynasty leagues because my wide receivers would have been Percy, Dez, and Maclin. But I was fortunate to have Riley Cooper, and that turned out okay. But he led the NFL in touchdown rate, yards per attempt, yards per completion, quarterback rating, 27-2 touchdown to interception ratio. And I understand, even without DeSean Jackson, some people thinking that, because it's a run-based offense, he's going to be a low-end number one. I'm telling you right now, Nick Foles going in the sixth round, middle of the sixth round, for a guy, that's a little too low. I think he's one of those guys that this year could jump into that Stafford, Luck. I think he's on that second tier with Stafford, Luck, and Romo.
That 7-touchdown game against the Raiders kind of skews his stats a little bit, but I'm of the opinion that I think he's also underrated too. And you forgot one key thing, Darren Sproles. He's going to have an electric guy out of the backfield who's a pass catcher.
To go along with LeSean McCoy, absolutely.
That's going to add another weapon. Yeah, you lose DeSean Jackson, but you never really knew how invested DeSean Jackson was in his last year in Philly, too. You don't know what Maclin will do. He's coming off the injury.
You got Jordan Matthews, the rookie out of Vanderbilt, who, again, it's OTAs. We'll take it with a grain of salt. Sounds like he's been lighting up the world. Well, no shoulder pads, no defense. Of course, I'm going to look good at OTAs. I mean, but Jordan Matthews, it sounds like they're high on him. Zach Ertz. I mean, the weapons are definitely there for Nick Foles to stay at the elite fantasy quarterback level.
Yeah, I think you can take a reach on him, take a flyer on him.
He's David Brown. I'm Chris Tubbs. This is Fantasy Football Thursday and KWSN. Next up, 5 questions. We'll ask the questions and we'll answer the questions. Coming up next, Fantasy Football Thursday here on KWSN.